Steve Burness joining us, president of the and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And Steve, good morning. I guess we need to be wary of looking for hot toys this season, don't we?
Exactly, Bob. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today. You know, what happens every Christmas season, there's that hot toy. And remember the old days, that Tickle Me Elmo, everybody had to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the scammers now have used that to their advantage. And we're seeing that already online with fake websites for the sought-after toys. And while it hasn't been a complete rush yet, but you will be coming up in the next few weeks, and that's why the Better Business Bureau wants to warn you. If you can't find the hot toy in the local store or most other websites, and all of a sudden this site has it miraculously, in a good number of them, you got to be very wary of it. And consumers want to get it for their children. And what happens is they just buy it and they don't get it, or they get a counterfeit product that doesn't look anything like it, and they're very disappointed.
Hmm. And you have a warning, I know, for people who are shopping online, and that's just about everybody, isn't it?
Exactly, Bob. Ever since the pandemic, people have shifted their focus and buying things online. But the Better Business Bureau today issued an update on our study that we issued last year on online fraud. And the BBB seeing online fraud losses approaching $380 million in 2022 already, and that's going to surpass 2021 numbers. So there is a lot more fraud online. The scammers have gone there just because the consumers have gone there, and the scammers always seem to follow that. But especially with the holiday season, Bob, there's going to be an increase in people buying online and looking for gifts instead of going out to the retail stores. And unfortunately, the fraudsters have found a way to try to separate you from your money. And be careful this holiday season, because they're going after the holiday, you know, items as well.
Mm-hmm.
And saying they have a lot of them. And unfortunately, we're seeing that already at the Better Business Bureau.
You encounter a lot of ads on social media, and some of these are not legit, are they?
Exactly. It seems that scammers have gone to the social media site more, and I think that's because a lot more shares, Bob, and likes and things of that nature kind of comes like an endorsement from somebody who's sharing it. So we're asking consumers, you still have to do your due diligence on the social media site, Bob. And a lot of times in our last study last year, 65% of the consumers that filed complaints with us had no intention of buying the product, but they saw it on social media. And that tells you, Bob, they're not doing their due diligence and the research on these organizations. They're just clicking a pretty looking ad on the side. And that's not indicative of how good the company is, how good it looks, the ad, because the scammer takes those, you know, purchases those ads pretty inexpensively on the side or top rail or whatever it may be. And then they target you, Bob, and as they follow you around. So if you're looking for a TV, guess what? A week later, you'll see the TV again appearing in your ads, because these marketers target you and the scammers target you the same way.
And even after the purchase, you have to be careful, right? Because fraudsters are requesting more information in some cases, aren't they?
Exactly. Sometimes they send you information after you've, you know, fallen victim. They ask you if they can help you, you know, get it taken care of, refixed, or they ask you more information about yourself, or they want your credit card number, another credit card number to credit your account.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many ways that the scammers are attacking people today. It's not as simple like it used to be. It's more advanced. And as you know, Bob, I've been doing this for 35 years, and the scammers are getting more and more advanced in what they're doing, and more in doing it in a way that fools consumers in so many areas. But I think consumers, say, Bob, still don't do the research, and that's the key. Just because you see an ad, you just don't buy from it. You have to do the research on the organization, make sure they exist, and make sure they are a company, not just a fraudster who make it look like one.
What do you know about the ComEd fraud, where there are impersonators out there?
It happens all the time, Bob, but recently the Better Business Bureau and ComEd both issued a warning to help consumers. Around the holidays, there's an increase in imposters. And what I mean by that, it's not ComEd, it's the imposters who's saying that they are from ComEd, and they come to your house, or they'll call you on the phone. They say that unless you make payment, Bob, you know, we're going to shut down your electricity in 30 minutes or so. And again, around the holidays, it seems to happen Thanksgiving especially, because you have a house full of people and you get worried and you just tend to pay it. So basically the BBB and ComEd, that really they never ask for immediate payment like that coming to your house or calling your business. Mm-hmm. ComEd will work with you the scammers want your money now, and they usually want it within 30 minutes. And sometimes, Bob, they shift focus. They go to, you know, unconventional payment methods, like, you know, prepaid cash cards or cryptocurrency, bitcoins, or even cash apps. And again, like as we talk about all the time, Bob, you don't have the protection you do like you would do with your credit card. So as soon as you send your money on a cash app, it's gone.
Don't do that. The Better Business Bureau Torch Awards will be December 1st in Oak Brook Terrace. Is this your version of the Oscars, Steve?
It is the version of the Oscars as well. It's for companies who do it right. We spotlight organizations that, you know, are trustworthy and that apply for this award. And we're going to announce our winners on December 1st at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook. And we ask consumers to come join us on that day. Our information online is online at bbb.org/Chicago.
Steve Burness with Scams and Spam. So, yeah, you want to borrow our music for this, Steve?
Sounds good. Yeah. Like I want to dance.
Yeah, feel free. And we'll talk again next Thursday. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye.